We didn't send air tetons away. It's their own free choice. Initially, when they first started back in 2007, they said that competition would make the market healthy. But it contradicts what they're saying now. But the fact is, government is not running an airline, and we are not giving the aircraft free. We will be leasing out aircraft.
Will it be a new airline, or will it be a new company?
There is a company in place which will start operating on the 4th of March. Chatham's will be pulling out on the 2nd, which is a Saturday. And the new airline should start on the 4th. And we've got two other options.
So will there be any disruption to, say, the tourist trade? Will tourists still be able to get from Tongatapu to Vavau? No trouble at all?
No trouble at all. No trouble at all. This is our low season here in Tonga.
Are you disappointed at their decision? Do you think that they could have actually stayed and competed against this new aircraft?
They could have just stayed and compete, but it's their own decision to pull out.
Has there been any problems with Air Chatham's air service in the years that it's been operating domestically in Tonga? Have they provided a reasonable service?
Well, there has been some disappointments from the travelling public here, but it's an airline, it's normal with airlines. What the government wanted to do was to have a competitor in the market.
It's a pretty small marketplace, Tonga, domestically. I mean, there's only about just over 100,000 people in Tonga, widely scattered, so there'd be quite a bit of cost involved in especially running smaller aircraft to get to the two Niuas and Awa. No one's going to get rich running an airline in Tonga, are they?
It is small, but what Chatham said in the beginning, that the market would be more healthier when we have competition. And I think it all depends on the type of equipment they use.
Well, speaking of that, the plane that the Chinese are going to make available for lease, my understanding is that it's actually too big to land on Awa or the Niuas. So how are Awa and the Niuas going to be able to get air transport services if this plane's too big to land?
The new airline is starting with a Whitehorse aircraft, which is a 17-seater. If you can land at Awa, Niuas, there would be no problem there.
So how have the Tongan public responded to this news that Air Chatham's is pulling out and this new airline is going to start up? Are they think this a good thing? Do they think there might be better service and lower fares, or will it be about the same as they got from Air Chatham's?
The fares will definitely be cheaper, and what the ministry would like to do is to still have a safe and secure air travel. And
what's the Chinese government's involvement in this whole project? What are they doing for Tonga?
Well, with the bigger aircraft, it's a 52-seater. It's a grant, so government would lease the aircraft to whichever airline that would still be operating here.
Do you have a name for this new airline? Is it going to be an officially a government airline or a state-owned enterprise? What's its actual sort of status?
No, it's not a government airline, and it's not a state-owned enterprise. It's a private company.
What's its name going to be?
Real Tonga.
If Air Chatham's was providing a fairly reasonable service, isn't it a bit risky perhaps bringing something new in which might not necessarily be an improvement on what you had?
At the moment, the public, like the flights from Tongatapu to Vavau, which I'm in Vavau now, it's cheaper to go to Auckland than coming to Vavau.
So it's actually cheaper to fly from Tongatapu to Auckland than it is internally from Tongatapu to Vavau?
Yes, it is. Now it's 326 from Tongatapu to Vavau.
And how much is it from Tongatapu to Auckland?
Well, when you have all these online fares, sometimes it gets down to 200.